Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you again for your great love that you chose to draw us close, to come into our lives, to breathe life into our spirit, soul, and body. And now we know that in you we live and move and have our being. And thank you for your God-breathed word this morning, Lord, that your spirit just confirms with us as we go into our readings and into our day. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Establish our thoughts in Jesus' name so that our attitudes, actions, and yeah, we can fulfill that destiny, that purpose that you've got for us this day, because our days are written while there were yet none of them. And now the reality is playing out as you are working in us to will and to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning, precious saints, disciples, family, called out ones. Our readings is the letter of Paul to Titus, and it's the first four verses. And here Paul is speaking. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect, so to give us the right faith, amen? And, you know, he never knew Jesus in the flesh, but then the Lord met him as he's met each and every one of us, and then started leading him into the truth. And he goes on, the faith and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of the God quality of life, in expectation of the God quality of life. Why expectation? Because once we are born again and we enter into the kingdom and we see the kingdom, and that's the God quality of life found in the kingdom as children of the living God. And in the hope of the God quality of life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. So God predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before the foundation of the earth. So we're moving in realities that God has got in his heart for us from the very beginning. And praise God, we've come home now to the family and we're experiencing. And why could we understand this? Look at what Paul says here. At the proper time, God manifested this in his word through the preachings with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. So this is this wonderful understandings we need to wake up to is what Paul had to say. The Lord met him, and his whole purpose was to make clear this goodness and this wonderful kingdom realities that are here now. So it's why it's so important. Two-thirds of the New Testament is written by Paul, is that we wake up to what Paul has got to say so that we can wake up to the goodness that is here. I was just reading again this morning and just thinking of John 14 and John 16. And both talk about a time there where Jesus is talking to his disciples. But so many people see, hey, he's talking to us there. But no, he's talking to his disciples and he's telling them, I'm going to leave you for a little while. Why did he have to leave them for a little while? So that he could go bring about that which the Father had prepared. Like he went and prepared a place for us. And that was the 3 days and the three nights. And but then later on he came back to them. And then he says verses John 14 verse 18 and 19 and John 16 and 22. John 16 verse 22. And he says, I will come back to you and I will see you and no one will take away your joy. And then why? Because you go into the day, in that day. And the day is the day of salvation. You're born again into the kingdom, translated out of the kingdom of the darkness, into the kingdom of his love. And then just as Paul, these instructions wake us up and open up through the God-breathed word that God backs up by his Holy Spirit. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, because we haven't got the Spirit. We can't see these things. We can't enjoy these things. So it's so important, guys. And then he's speaking to Titus, my true child, in a common faith. And what does common faith bring? It brings grace, a divine influence on our heart that brings peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. So that's a message, guys. We've got so much. God's blessed us. And just as he met the disciples and they became the very foundation that we are also now built into, them together with the prophets of old, the brothers and sisters in Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, and then Jesus, amen, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus, and then we are also now cornerstones built into this house. And that's why we go out and make disciples, baptizing him to the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That water baptism is a symbolic understanding that we brought back into the family. But then the teaching them all that he has showed us is letting them understand the goodness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then what's the message there? And lo, I'll be with you until the end of this age. So this is a time now, while this age is still, it's still a reality. This day of salvation is here. We need to push into it and know that the Lord is with you. Lo, I'm with you till the end of this age. So this is the gospel we're sharing out of the reality of fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit to draw people, bring them home into the realities that God had before the foundation of the earth so that they can now be in Christ, with Christ, in the kingdom. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.